21. The Dead Remember. Marina Chechklova, whom Case quickly gathers as Damien's Russian line producer, is not the first of his girlfriends to have taken an immediate dislike to her. Seeing the torsos of the robot girls again, she remembers that the one from whom those had been so fetchingly cast had been the most vicious of cows, till now anyway. Fortunately, she and Marina are almost immediately separated conversationally by Wojtek, whose presence here Case initially accepts as a function of the great whatever of multiply impacted jet lag, and by Fergal Collins, Damien's Irish accountant and tax advisor, someone Case knows from several previous occasions. Wojtek re-engages La Chechklova in whatever rant he must have embarked on prior to Case's arrival, this conducted in what Case assumes is Russian, and with a tempo and apparent fluid assurance very unlike his delivery in English. Marina doesn't seem to like this particularly, but seems compelled to listen. Wojtek wears his usual orphan skateboard gear, but Marina is wearing what Case is trying not to admit to herself is probably this season's Prada exclusively, everything black. Her cheekbones actually make Wojtek's look relatively non-Slavic. It's as though she somehow has an extra pair folded in, behind the first set, Caucasian in some primordial, almost geological sense. She looks, Case decides, like a prop from one sequel or another of The Matrix. If her boobs were bigger, she could get work on the covers of role-playing games for adolescent boys of any age whatever. Fergal, some genially carnivorous species of businessman draped in the pelt of an art nerd, works mainly in music but has been with Damien for as long as Case has known him. "What's it like in Tokyo after the devaluations?" he asks, seated beside her on Damien's brown couch. "It's more the way it is now than it's ever been," Case replies, a line of Dwight David Eisenhower's that she sometimes resorts to when she has nothing whatever to offer. Fergal frowns slightly. "Sorry, Fergal, I was hardly even there. Has Damien finished his film?"
"Would to God he had, but no. He's back to re-up financing, collecting 3 more cameras and additional crew, and I think," he lowers his voice slightly, "because herself fancied a visit to the capital."
"She's his line producer?"
"We call her that, but really it's more post-Soviet. She's the Blatt girl."
"The what?"
"Blatt, what the old boys in your country call juice, I think. She's connected, Marina is. Her father was the head of an aluminium plant back in the dream time. When they privatized, somehow he wound up owning it outright. Still does, in a brewery and a merchant bank as well. The brewery's been a godsend, actually. They've been trucking beer to the site since the day we started shooting. Makes Damien a very popular fellow, and otherwise they'd be drinking vodka.